USF's Butterfly Garden has stood as a place of beauty and solace for many students and campus visitors. Standing for 5 years, the garden has now been coined as the Butterfly Garden by the spot's visionary and creator, Cece Cooper. Cooper's passion for gardening and an empty spot on campus gave her an idea that stemmed into the campus's garden club.
Currently was a really just horridly ugly spot. And so I just asked a few students around, I said, why don't we start a garden club and do something really fun? So it began just as, let's start a garden club.
Not only was it the passion for gardening that drove Cooper to create the garden, but her passion for saving the butterfly and bee populations as well.
So because of commercial fertilizers, because of lawn chemicals, people who put chemicals on their yard to make it all pretty and green and not have weeds, we're losing our monarchs and our bee population. And to me, that's just tragic.
Cooper urges the world to care about the populations of bees and butterflies, stressing how everyone in the world can play their part in creating change.
I mean, just think, if everybody on the planet did that, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in with the monarch.
The garden is also cared for by the Gardening Club, made up primarily of students who also have a passion for gardening. Student Greta Smith explains why she chose to help with the garden, as well as her admiration for Cooper.
I think it's really nice to be outside and to be planting, especially in the spring. And so that was a really good time for me. I also really like being around Cece. She is my art academic advisor, and we have a good relationship outside of class anyway, so any time that I can spend with her and just chat about art and life, or in this case, plants, is always worth it to me.
Both Smith and Cooper find the garden to be an important spot on campus for USF students to enjoy.
I think the garden has a lot to do with just community and beauty together. It is in a central location on the campus, and so I think people recognize that and they like to spend time there, like to walk through there, like to see the blooms.
The idea of creating a natural place on campus that's quiet and beautiful and where we are nurturing nature. So, you know, we're trying to help the monarch butterfly come back and trying to help the bee population is incredibly rewarding.
For The Vessel Online, I'm Brooke Norgaard.